Chapter 28. The bar was on the ground floor of yet another dull brick cube, one long, narrow room. It ran the full depth of the building and had a short corridor with restrooms and a fire door way in back. The bar itself was on the left, and there were tables and chairs on the right. Low light, no music, no television, no pool table, no video games. Maybe a third of the bar stools and a quarter of the chairs were occupied. The after-work crowd. But not exactly happy hour. All the customers were men. They were all tired, all grimy, all dressed in work shirts, all sipping beer from tall glasses or long-neck bottles. Reacher had seen none of them before. He stepped into the gloom quietly. Every head turned, and every pair of eyes came to rest on him. Some kind of universal barroom radar. Stranger in the house. Reacher stood still and let them take a good look. A stranger, for sure, but not the kind you want to mess with. Then he sat down on a stool and put his elbows on the bar. He was two gaps away from the nearest guy on his left and one away from the nearest guy on his right. The stools had iron bases and iron pillars and shaped mahogany seats that turned on rough bearings. The bar itself was made from scarred mahogany that didn't match the walls, which were paneled with pine. There were mirrors all over the walls, made of plain, reflective glass, screen-printed with beer company advertisements. They were framed with rustic wood and were fogged with years of alcohol fumes and cigarette smoke. The bartender was a heavy, pale man of about 40. He didn't look smart, and he didn't look pleasant. He was 10 feet away, leaning back with his fat ass against his cash register drawer. Not moving. Not about to move, either. That was clear. Reacher raised his eyebrows and put a beckoning expression on his face and got no response at all. A company town. He swiveled his stool and faced the room. "Listen up, guys," he called. "I'm not a metal worker, and I'm not looking for a job." No response. "You couldn't pay me enough to work here. I'm not interested. I'm just a guy passing through looking for a beer." No response, just sullen and hostile stares, with bottles and glasses frozen halfway between tables and mouths. Reacher said, "First guy to talk to me, I'll pay his tab." No response. "For a week." No response. Reacher turned back and faced the bar again. The bartender hadn't moved. Reacher looked him in the eye and said, "Sell me a beer, or I'll start busting this place up." The bartender moved, but not toward his refrigerator cabinets or his draft pumps, toward his telephone instead. It was an old-fashioned instrument next to the register. The guy picked it up and dialed a long number. Reacher waited. The guy listened to a lot of ringtone and then started to say something, but then stopped and put the phone down again.
"Voicemail."
"Nobody home," Reacher said. "So it's just you and me. I'll take a Budweiser. No glass." The guy glanced beyond Reacher's shoulder, out into the room, to see if any ad hoc coalitions were forming to help him out. They weren't. Reacher was already monitoring the situation in a dull mirror directly in front of him. The bartender decided not to be a hero. He shrugged, and his attitude changed, and his face sagged a little, and he bent down and pulled a cold bottle out from under the bar, opened it up, and set it down on a napkin. Foam swelled out of the neck and ran down the side of the bottle and soaked into the paper. Reacher took a 10 from his pocket and folded it lengthways so it wouldn't curl and squared it in front of him.
"I'm looking for a guy," he said.
The bartender said,
"What guy?"
"A young guy, maybe 20, suntan, short hair, as big as me."
"Nobody like that here."
"I saw him this afternoon, in town, coming out of the rooming house."
"Well, so ask there."
"I did."
I can't help you.
This guy looked like a college athlete. College athletes drink beer from time to time. He was probably in here once or twice.
He wasn't.
What about another guy? Same age, much smaller. Wiry, maybe 5'8", 140.
I didn't see him.
You sure?
I'm sure.
You ever work up at the plant?
A couple of years, way back.
And then?
He moved me here.
Who did?
Mr. Thurman. He owns the plant.
And this bar, too? He owns everything. And he moved you. He sounds like a hands-on manager.
He figured I'd be better working here than there.
And are you?
Not for me to say.
Reacher took a long pull on his bottle, asked, Does Mr. Thurman pay you well?
I don't complain.
Is that Mr. Thurman's plane that flies every night?
Nobody else here owns a plane.
Where does it go? Oh, I don't ask. Any rumors?
No.
You sure you never saw any young guys around here?
I'm sure.
Suppose I gave you $100. The guy paused a beat and looked a little wistful, as if $100 would make a welcome change in his life. But in the end, he just shrugged again and said,
I'd still be sure.
Reacher drank a little more of his beer. It was warming up a little and tasted metallic and soapy. The bartender stayed close. Reacher glanced at the mirrors, checked reflections of reflections. Nobody in the room was moving. He asked, What happens to dead people here?
What do you mean?
You got undertakers in town? The bartender shook his head.
40 miles west. There's a morgue and a funeral home and a burial ground. No consecrated land in despair.
The smaller guy died, Reacher said.
What smaller guy?
The one I was asking you about.
I didn't see any small guys, alive or dead.
Reacher went quiet again, and the bartender said,
So you're just passing through?
A meaningless, for the sake of it, conversational gambit, which confirmed what Reacher already knew. Bring it on, he thought. He glanced at the fire exit in back and checked the front door in the mirrors. He said, Yes, I'm just passing through.
Not much to see here.
Actually, I think this is a pretty interesting place.
You do?
Who hires the cops here?
The mayor.
Who's the mayor?
Mr. Thurman.
There's a big surprise.
It's his town.
Reacher said, I'd like to meet him. The bartender said,
He's a very private man.
I'm just saying, I'm not asking for an appointment. 6 minutes, Reacher thought. I've been working on this beer for 6 minutes. Maybe 10 more to go, he asked. Do you know the judge?
He doesn't come in here.
I didn't ask where he goes.
He's Mr. Thurman's lawyer up at the plant.
I thought it was an elected position.
But it is. We all voted for him.
How many candidates were on the ballot?
He was unopposed.
Does this judge have a name?
The bartender said, His name is Judge Gardner.
Does Judge Gardner live here in town?
Sure. You work for Mr. Thurman, you have to live in town.
You know Judge Gardner's address?
The big house on Nickel.
Nickel?
All the residential streets here are named for metals.
Reacher nodded. Not so very different from the way streets on army bases were named for generals or Medal of Honor winners. He went quiet again and waited for the bartender to fill the silence, like he had to, like he had been told to. The guy said,
100 and some years ago, there were only 5 miles of paved road in the United States.
Reacher said nothing. The guy said, Apart from city centers, of course, which were cobbled anyway, not really paved, not with blacktop, like now. Then county roads got built,
then state, then the interstates. Towns got passed by. We were on the main road to Denver once. Not so much anymore. People use I-70 now.
Reacher said, hence the closed-down motel.
Exactly.
And the general feeling of isolation.
I guess. I know those two young guys were here. It's only a matter of time before I find out who they were and why they came. I can't help you with that.
One of them died.
You told me that already, and I still don't know anything about it.
11 minutes, Reacher thought, 5 to go. He asked, is this the only bar in town? The guy said,
one is all we need.
Movies?
No.
So what do people do for entertainment?
They watch satellite television.
I heard there's a first aid station at the plant.
That's right.
With an ambulance.
An old one. It's a big plant. It covers a big area.
Are there a lot of accidents?
It's an industrial operation. Shit happens.
Does the plant pay disability?
Mr. Thurman looks after people if they get hurt on the job.
Reacher nodded and sipped his beer, watched the other customers sipping theirs, directly and in the mirrors. 3 minutes, he thought, unless they're early. Which they were. Reacher looked to his right and saw two deputies step in through the fire door. He glanced in the mirror and saw the other two walk in the front.